The dining room. The main furniture of the dining room consisted of three pieces of furniture. 1. A hanging plate rack, a kind of glass case to prominently display the best things they owned, typically glasses, short liqueur glasses, cups, coffee and teacups, dishes. 2. The second piece of furniture was the banker à folio, dating back to the second half of the 19th century. It is a table with a double and opening top, like the pages of a book, which allowed the table size to be quickly and easily doubled. 3. The third piece of furniture was the little chest, under the window, where they usually stored the weekly home-baked bread. This kind of cupboard, sideboard, is the first organized furniture of the Galurian house. The typology and simple lines are suggestive of modern furniture, but actually, it is a piece of furniture dating back to the late 1600s. It consists of several compartments or divisions, from bottom to top, along with a mosquito net. This is like our refrigerator today, where they used to store meat, fish, cheese, milk, and everything should be preserved, aerated and protected from pests, domestic animals, flies and insects. On the other table top, some loaves of bread are on display. 2 of these, the bread of the newlyweds, were baked on the 5th of June 1945 and given as a gift to the newlyweds on their wedding day. The special thing about this piece of furniture is the drawers. Inside these drawers, the good cutlery used for special occasions was kept. This is placed on the higher part of this furniture, so that children would not get there. Under the ancient medicines, there is one of the first models of a television, dating from 1959. On the left of the chimney, two framed pictures date back to 1897 and 1903. These display some pupils' homework done on cloth, one from the 5th and 6th grades in the primary school and the other is from the 3rd grade, still primary school. An ABC book, Imperatitio, is also on display. The students would use this initially at the beginning of the school year and it would then be presented as an exam paper at the end of the school year. The kitchen. Most of women's activities took place in the kitchen. Pans, saucepans, pots, skillets, stewpans, baking pans, are all displayed in a great variety of examples. In the middle of the room, the traditional banker, e sous pain, the baking table, is placed. In the kitchen there are no other pieces of furniture, except for the cadenary, which is a wall corner cupboard that contained the wooden slatted storage box for drinkable water. The water would be taken using a cork ladle with wooden handle, supu. You will also note the masonry structure of the charcoal stoves. The traditional breads of Lourdes and Galera are displayed. Sous pain e mela, a bread in the shape of 5 apples connected together. Cispianada, the flat bread. S.A. Cotzola in Sous funded D.H.U., our focaccia bread cooked in a clay pot. S.A. Cotzola, e pomo, focaccia bread with pieces of boiled potatoes. S.A. Cotzola puerile, unleavened bread. Sous pain, e saba, bread baked with wine. S.A. Cotzola, e belda, bread with pork cracklings. The Galurian traditional sweets cannot be missing, particularly those from Lourdes, renowned center for the production of S.A.'s amarettas, sweets made of bitter and sweet almonds. S.A.'s biscottos, very soft biscuits, like lady fingers or Savoyardi biscuits. S.A.'s Casadinas, pastries filled with ricotta cheese, and S.A.'s Pabesinos, pastries stuffed with almonds, nuts and raisins. The bedroom. This room was only used for sleeping and resting and could be also utilized to practice some small craft activities including shoe repairs for the family members or preparing hunting cartridges. The elegant traditional 1.5 bed is embellished by floral and mother-of-pearl decorations and made of iron dating back to the end of the 1800s. This bed, showing the industrial production beginning at that time, replaced the one with gloomy wooden headboards which were often painted brown. At the bedside, there are two cradles, banzigos, one made of cork and the other of the finest wood. The wooden one is one of the last cradles that the final king of Italy, Umberto II degree, gave to the Italian newborn babies who were born on the same day as his last daughter, Maria Beatrice, the 2nd of February 1943.